FM.
The Byron and Christie Show.
I know who I am.
Well, our next guests, it's just awesome to have them on the show. They're currently on the Future Tour, and Groovin' the Moo is in May, which is a little closer to home for us. We're really excited about that. They've got the new single, Live and Let Go, from their awesome album, Walking Under Stars. Welcome, all three members of the Hilltop Hoods, into the studio.
What's up? This is awesome.
It's so cool that we've got all three of you guys here, because you know sometimes it's that like the representative from the Hilltop Hoods and one is kind of like the torchbearer. We feel kind of special this morning.
The guy that once carried the gear for the Hilltop Hoods is here. Our show's used to more that level.
But, you know, on a serious note, you guys have wrapped up the Future Music Festival, and now we look to Groovin' the Moo, and look, these audiences, Maitland's our closest one, they're not in the big cities. Are they more appreciative, I would have thought, to have big music names in town?
Kids definitely party harder than the city.
There's always that kind of air of excitement when you go to one of the major regional centres, because they don't get as many bands coming through, and when they do, they make a bigger deal out of it, which is... It's amazing as an artist to sort of visit that atmosphere and have that appreciation from the punters.
Oh my God.
I can just imagine sort of a local mayor giving you the keys to the city.
Has that happened before? No.
Remember the mayor met us once somewhere? Where was it?
Oh, yeah.
And then he regretted it.
Oh, Taralgon or something?
We've got the keys to a city and we've lost them.
That's what happens when you give us the keys to anything.
You've lost the keys to Taralgon? How did they get in? Jesus, dudes. And that might have been a bit of a tie-in with the old rattling the keys to the kingdom. Rattling the keys to Taralgon.
Hey, don't diss it too much. I used to live in Taralgon.
We're not dissing it, we're just saying how...
No dissing there, we just lost your keys.
Yeah, now I can't get back in because the door's locked.
Disaster. Wow.
You should have cut it spare.
I should have gone out of Bunnings.
That is the lesson. You know, hide it under the pot plant out the front or whatever it is that you do, you should be doing.
Just don't give us the keys to your city.
Not as smart.
Well, remember that when you guys are in Maitland in May, yeah?
No keys to Maitland.
All right, why don't we play the latest single? And I don't know what it is. You guys always keep your ears to the ground. You found an awesome London-based artist, Maverick Sabre, on this. What a voice. I quickly ask you how you would find that dude. Is it just from touring? Or it's just interesting that he's on the record and he sounds great.
Well, he's huge in the UK. His album, Lonely Are the Brave, which was released 2 or 3 years ago now, was gold in United Kingdom.
We were just fans of his music.
Yeah.
And we reached out to him. That's how it started, from being fans, genuine fans. And we went over there and recorded with him and got on the Guinness with him, and he went from North to Irish real quick.
Best friends.
That's cool.
And now he's family, man. We love that guy.
Live and Let Go from Hilltop Hoods. And we thank all three members of the Hoods for coming in. Thanks, guys, for joining us on the Byron and Christie Show.
Thanks for having us. I've been broken and hopeless, and I